A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we seek to give you practical tips on how you can live out positive values in your life so that you can fix anything that is wrong in your community. My name is Andile Maphosa, and over the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing money issues, specifically the values that we need to have for our money. And if you recall, last week we had Jeff in studio and he was talking about honesty in earning. Today I'm joined by two gentlemen who are also part of the Heartlines team, and we will be unpacking two topics today, and that of responsibility in how we spend our money, as well as wisdom in when we borrow. Joining me for this conversation today is Tsepo and Des. Guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too.
Thanks for joining me. So can you guys introduce yourselves one by one and tell us what it is you do at Heartlines?
Okay, sure, I'll start. Tsepo Stole. I'm a facilitator at Heartlines for consumer finance education and also values and money.
Welcome. It's been a while since we had you, Tsepo. We had you over December.
December.
It's always good to see you. Des, welcome.
Yes, I'm Desmond Chauke. I facilitate consumer financial education and also values and money.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. I'm excited about the conversation that we're going to have. And I think, let me start with you, Des. How were you raised around money issues?
I knew that money is important because it bought bread in the house. I knew money is important because it bought clothes. But the one thing that I can tell you is that how I was brought up is that money had to be spent. You know, money is something that you can use to purchase goods. Money is something you can use to enjoy, basically, to have fun as well. But one thing I can say is that when it comes to having what we call values when it relates to money, there was no such value as being responsible, because money was there to be spent, not to be saved, not to be thought of other than the fact that it's something that we spend.
And Tsepo, how was your upbringing around money?
It was, I think, quite similar to Des, in the sense that, you know, growing up, there's no sense of responsibility. The picture is very clear. The parents work, they make the money, you spend the money. That's the picture, you know. But I've seen, you know, people like my grandmother and, you know, my granddad, one having the importance of having a funeral cap, you know. Hey, I'm going to die one day, my child. So just in case I die, things will be sorted. You know, I would randomly just see my granddad writing down a budget of things he wants to buy for the house, be it bread, fruits, whatever. But for me, as a young person, as a child, money was just there to be spent. And it doesn't matter how I spend it. As long as it's spent, I'm happy. Yeah.
And so both of you mentioned the word responsibility. I'll start with you, Tsepo. What does the whole idea of responsibility around money mean to you?
That I'm accountable of how I spend my money. I'm responsible for where my money goes. I'm responsible for where my money doesn't go. I'm responsible for what I do with my money. You know, one of the questions that I now ask when we do sessions, I'd ask more particularly young people, that let's assume you and your bank account are on a date. What are you guys talking about? And majority of them, their bank account, they would say, be more responsible. So for me, that idea simply means that I need to have the knowledge, I need to have the wisdom, I need to have that sense of accountability when it comes to how I use my money.
Des?
Yeah, I think for me, it's important for me as an individual to be responsible with my money, as opposed to being reactive with my money. What I mean by that is you find yourself in a situation where money comes in, and if you are in South Africa, we say imali iyaxoka, means it is you get an SMS notification that says twing twing. So immediately when that money goes in, when you have a sense of responsibility, you will then be an individual that says, I have a plan, I have a budget, this is what my money is supposed to do. But as someone who previously grew without the word responsibility, where you act on impulse, when the money comes in, you first immediately think, where can I go and spend this money? Who can I call? And it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. As long as the money is there, there will be a sense of, I want to spend it. But as you grow and you understand that you have to be responsible with your money, you then cut out the impulse or the reactionary self. And then you decide to say, you know what? Let me actually leave my money there until I have a plan to know what I can do with it. And I guess that's what being responsible is for me with my money.
So now, Tsepo, you present the module on responsibility and spending. Tell us about the key thoughts around the idea of responsibility and spending.
I think the first thing that we need to look at is to have a goal, is to have something to be responsible towards in terms of action. And that's quite key. That's why, in our module, we also speak a bit about budgeting. We fuse the element of being responsible in our spending with budgeting. And that is important, especially as the church and also as the body of Christ, because as believers, we are being taught by the word to be responsible and be accountable. We also learn from Christ when he says, but you cannot build a house without having calculated the cost, meaning you need to have a budget, you need to be responsible in your spending. So, just to give an idea, the course or the module rather, on responsibility and spending emphasizes the fact that we are to be responsible in how we spend our money and the tools that we need to use. We need to have a goal. What do I want to do with my money and when do I want to do it? And that goal will tell you things that you need to change. Being responsible is not only in a matter of saving the cash, but also changing your behavior and lifestyles. And all those things will be influenced and also be directed by the goal that you are having financially.
So what are some of the questions a person needs to ask themselves to get an idea of their level of responsibility?
Yeah, one of the things that we need to ask ourselves, firstly, as I've said, is what is my goal? That thing is very, very clear. But also, do I need this thing? Especially when it comes to spending. I walk into a mall and I see something that I like and it's not on my budget, it's not on my plan. It's very important for me to ask myself, do I need it? Because the item that I'm going to spend X amount of money on something I do not need now, 2 weeks later, I'm going to need that 500 that I just spent on something that I do not need, and which is going to be a bit of a havoc for me. So questions like, do I need it? It's very important. But also, can I do without it for now? Because the question might be, do I need it? Yes, but I don't need it now. Or the question would be, yes, I need it, and I need it now, meaning I cannot function without it. And maybe even though it's not lastly, but the other question that you need to ask yourself is that, what sacrifices am I willing to make? Or what sacrifices should I be making in that process? So I have a goal, yes. Do I need this thing? And if yes or no, am I able to live without it? If I am able to live without it, or if I need to take action regarding it immediately, what sacrifices am I willing to make towards me reaching that particular goal?
Do I have a goal? Do I need this thing? Do I need it now? What sacrifices am I willing to make? We are in conversation with Tsepo and Desmond from Heartlines, and we're talking about responsibility in spending, as well as wisdom in borrowing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Desmond, we will be talking about wisdom in borrowing. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Learning to budget is a vital part of financial planning and one of the keys to financial health. Drawing up a budget and using it on a regular basis can be a very satisfying and effective tool that can help us to become much more responsible in our spending.
Back to In Conversation with Heartlines. I'm your host, Andile Maphosa. Before the break, we were talking with Tsepo about responsibility in spending, and he highlighted just a few key questions that you should ask yourself whenever you are about to spend money. And he also said the important thing that you need to have is have a clear goal in mind. Let's switch it up a little bit and come to you, Desmond. Des, you have a history in banking.
Yeah.
What exactly did you do?
What I did in banking was, firstly, I got through banking via a learnership. And what I studied first was how to give advice when it comes to your finances. So that's what I studied. But when I got into the environment of work, what I was doing was to reconcile cash from different clients, big retailers. So my qualification and what I did were totally different, but I was still in the same environment of retail banking, which includes your normal banking as well.
Okay. And you have a bit of a story to tell about, so about the concept of borrowing. Can you just give us a little bit of info about?
Yeah. So basically, when you start moving up the ranks in the bank, you get an upgrade as an employee from a one type of account to a more lucrative account. So I went from your normal savings account to a check account. And one thing about a check account that they don't tell you at first hand is that you can actually withdraw money without having money, and that's called an overdraft. And I had a very interesting situation where I found myself withdrawing money on an account, and it got to 0-0, but it still allowed me to take money. And I just used the money because I thought there's this glitch in the system. And I think I ran over a 10,000 rand bill for the money that was in the account, not knowing that actually what an overdraft is. And I remember when I got the call to say, thank you for using our facility, overdraft facility. Can you then tell us how are we going to sort out the repayment plan? Was shocked because I thought maybe I had done something to, you know, you think there was a technical glitch, they don't see it, only to find out that I had signed a contract for a credit card with an overdraft. And by the time that I got the call, I was already out of the bank and back in school. So I did not have the money to pay them back. Started to avoid their calls, and they called me. You know the phone, you know, you get the 078 number and you're like, no ways, I'm not answering this phone number. And then they start sending you SMSs that we have handed over your account to whoever, the lawyers, and you're no longer dealing with us, which then got me scared because it meant I was this close to being blacklisted. But luckily for me, my sister also worked in the bank, and she was like, no, that's not the approach that you need to take. Can't run away from it because it's still going to be there even 10 years later. So what I did was that I then went to the bank, spoke to them, outlined my situation to say, I didn't know this is what I was doing. So how can I pay back the money? But I don't have as much money to pay you back. You know, so we worked out a repayment plan for me to pay back the money. It took me a long time. It affected my credit score till to this day. But eventually I did pay it back, and it was a costly mistake that I could have avoided if I had asked someone to help me out. But instead, I was happy to be swiping pots to go to school. I was happy to be swiping, you know, a whole lot of different large, stuff. Right? I was living large on borrowed money. But nobody tells you that it's borrowed money. Only when you are facing the consequence of having to pay back the money, that's when you realize that, no, that's not my money, it's the bank's money. So that's my story.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. Now, of course, we have to ask, what key lessons did you pull from that experience?
The first important lesson is to read the terms and conditions of any contract or any offer that you are offered, especially by the bank. You know, when they tell you that you can get a 10,000 rands loan or whatever, a overdraft, you need to check, am I getting this for free? Is it really for free? Or am I gonna be paying it back? And secondly, the most important question that I need to start with was, did I need the money to actually buy all those things that I bought? And the truth is that I did not. I could have used cash or asked a family member to help me out where I was struggling, but instead I used money that was not even mine. In fact, if we had to use the term, I did not have the wisdom to actually make that transaction to that amount. And secondly, it doesn't mean when they offer you something, especially a bank or anybody who offers you money, to say, I can give you money, use it for whatever. Don't agree. Apply wisdom. And applying wisdom means that you check, do I need the money? Secondly, I think the most important thing that you need to do is to avoid debt at all cost. Avoid debt. If I had known, I would have avoided it. But I didn't know. So those are like the most important things. Do I really need this loan? Do I really need this debt? If not, don't do it. Rather save, have money that you can actually use. Yeah, so basically, I think there are important questions to ask yourself as you reflect. And one of the questions I think that are important to ask is, did I apply wisdom when I borrowed or took the money? And the answer is no, because I did not read the terms and conditions. I did not bother to find out. And number two, am I borrowing this money for things that I actually need? I did need them, but I could have bought them cash because I did have the money at the time. And number three, how has all this impacted or affected me in the long run? It has. And that's the question you need to think about. And this is how it affected me. I now check my credit score. At least I've built up a good credit score now, but it took me a long time to get to where I could have been if I had not taken the loan. So those are the most important things that one has to think about.
And the scripture does say, wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing, yes.
Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. It is a must. We cannot stress this enough. Before you make the decision to borrow, read the terms and conditions.
Please.
That should be a hashtag moment right there. Hashtag read the T's and C's. And I think as believers, it's also important that we stress whenever you borrow, you need to make sure that you pay back, because that also becomes a good witness for our faith.
We need to account, because we are being called to be stewards with the money. And if we are not stewarding the money that God has actually given us, because it's not even ours, then we are becoming, what are we saying about the Christ in us that we are claiming to represent? And I guess that's an important lesson, to be a steward of your money. Even if it's not your money, be a steward of the money that you borrowed and paid back.
We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, Tsepo and Des are just going to give their parting shots as well as a pray for everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We need to ask God for wisdom in what to borrow for, how much to borrow, who to borrow from, and how to understand the terms and conditions of the lender. We need to do proper research into what is offered to us, being wary of false promises by lenders. It is possible to get out of debt, and we should always have an attitude that debt must and can be reduced over time with discipline and courage.
We've had a really great conversation thus far with Tsepo talking about responsibility and Desmond sharing from his personal experiences about the need for wisdom when we borrow. Tsepo, any parting words or parting thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yeah, sure. I think for us to just go back to basics of understanding and having a goal financially on what I want to achieve, you know, which is very important. But also, as the church and the body of Christ, let us go back to the word, because it has principles that we can adopt in order for us to do life. Whether concerning life in general, concerning our careers, or concerning our finances, let us use the word of God as a base in order for us to take certain decisions and be able to implement whatever ideas that we may have, especially concerning our finances.
Very well said. Des?
Beautiful. I think for me, the most important thing is to remember money is a great servant, but a bad master. And once you remember that you are in control and not the money, you then remember that having a set of positive values that guide your money decisions is always essential, because whatever decision that you make will be based on your values. And as Christians, we know who our foundation is. Our foundation is rooted in Christ. So let us live out the principles that are spelled out in the Bible. And that will help us to avoid having to find ourselves in situations where we are now paying back money that we were spending in a moment of fun and passion. So you avoid a whole lot of things when you are using principles as put in the Bible. But also, I think the most important thing is that if you find yourself in a situation where you are in need of money, read the fine prints, understand what you are getting yourself into, so that you do not find yourself having to pay back the money and it being a painful experience for you.
If you want more information on the Values and Money program, you just go to our website. That's www.heartlines.org.za, and you can find your way to the Values and Money. You just click on that and it'll show you the program. Des, it's your first time, so we will ask you to pray for all our listeners who may be struggling, you know, with responsibility and debt, that God will guide them to a positive set of values and, you know, just walk them through the process.
Beautiful. So before I even pray, the biggest thing we can do today is to not to be too hard on ourselves, because such things happen. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as people are seated at home, and as they reflect upon their money, that you bring a sense of conviction, but also, Lord God Almighty, that you reveal yourself even more in their lives through the values that we spoke about. Help us through the Holy Spirit to be responsible with our money. Father God, I pray that as you guide us, that you continuously be the lamp that shines as we walk the path that we are given in life. Father God, I pray for wisdom, that we seek wisdom in everything that we do, because wisdom is the principal thing. Father God, I pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Desmond, as well as Tsepo, for joining me in studio. It has been an amazing conversation.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week on In Conversation with Hardlines. Catch us again same time next week, where we will talk about generosity in giving. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines.za.